This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators, and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. Lunch at the Blackwood RSL was well attended by the regular crowd, and it was great to see the ladies attending. Good conversation and some planning for the Nano VNA session developed. On that note, for anybody interested in learning what a Nano VNA does and how it can be used, make sure that you come along to the May Saturday technical session on the 6th at the Blackwood Uniting Church. This will be a practical hands-on workshop on how to use a Nano VNA to analyse the performance of an antenna and how to use the information it displays. There will be a number of units available for you to have a play with and a number of antennas and other things to test on. Lots to learn. You may want to buy one after this session. Also, in June and August, John Dawes will be running some classes on learning about radio and writing for radio. More information about this in future bulletins. These will be limited space events, so you will have to book a place when we get all the details sorted. These will be held as the Saturday technical sessions for June and August. See the flyer attached to the email. Don't forget that if you want to reserve a table at the AHARS Public Buy and Sell on Saturday the 15th of July, you need to drop an email to VK5JB on jeffb.100@bigpond.com. That is geoffb.100@bigpond.com. He will get back to you and confirm your booking. Payment will be made on the day at the venue. Again, please see the attached flyer to this email. Also, great news is that Mass Oikawa JA7FAS or VK5FAS will be making a return visit to South Australia and will be happy to address us at one of the monthly meetings later in the year. He will speak about his experience going back over 53 years. Mass is now in the ARRL DX Hall of Fame, having recently achieved his ARRL No. 1 DX certificate, which is 340 countries confirmed in mixed bands and modes. What a great achievement. If you are requiring access to the ARRL, please get in touch with Hans, VK5YX, at vk5yx@wia.org.au, and he will provide you with the details. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. And that's all for now for me. So keep looking at the emails and listening to the Sunday broadcast and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our group is now less than a fortnight away from our busiest weekend for a long time. Starting on Friday the 5th and ending on Sunday the 7th, we will be assisting with communications at the Generations in Jazz event. Also, on the Saturday afternoon and evening, we have a South East Automobile Club car rally to help with. At this point, our resources are spread pretty thinly, but we are hoping for a few more volunteers to put their hands up prior to the event. Unfortunately, like most other clubs, our members are not getting any younger, and it is becoming increasingly difficult to find able-bodied people who are willing to help, especially for night events. Luckily, so far, we have always managed to fulfil our obligations, and it is to be hoped that this trend will continue for a while yet. Our thanks again go to our long-suffering repeater team, which is once again busy looking for annoying bangs and pops on one or more of our repeaters. There always seem to be gremlins hiding in the bush waiting for the chance to sabotage their good work. It appears as though at least every couple of months a small problem of some sort requires their attention. A big thank you, fellas. Last week, I reminded you again that our 2023 annual convention will take place on Sunday the 11th of June. Please note that it is a one-day only event. There will be the homebrew competition, tables full of used gear, presentations, a door prize, and of course the famous Sunday night dinner, which you need to book for now or risk missing out, as the numbers are capped at 80. However, the 2023 Australian Fox Hunting Championship will be on from bright and early Saturday the 10th until early afternoon on the Sunday, with multiple events on numerous different frequencies. So, if you like a challenge, please come along and have a go. For further details, please have a look at our website at serge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serge.org.au. Once on the home page, just click on the Convention 2023 page on the left-hand menu. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec, India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. It is with sadness that the AREG wishes to acknowledge the recent passing of Jeff Hunt, VK5 AC. Jeff was a keen sailor, Antarctic adventurer, and self-confessed electronics and amateur radio geek. Jeff's love of amateur radio started at an early age and certainly shaped his working career, having worked in aviation radio systems, state government radio networks, and being instrumental in the design and deployment of the Coast Radio Adelaide Marine Safety Network. Jeff also enjoyed making much of his own amateur radio equipment as time and funds would allow. The AREG Executive, Committee and members would like to send their sincere condolences to Jeff's family and friends. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt on Friday the 12th of May, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park. We'll have three foxes deployed around the Adelaide area on frequencies 145.3, 144.390 and 439.4 MHz. The signals from these transmitters are often fairly weak from the starting location, so make sure to bring along a sensitive receiver and a Yagi antenna. For more information, visit the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5 Quebec, India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night, at the Northeast Radio Club meeting, we were given a very interesting lecture by Graham, VK5RE, all about his travels around Australia, and also great details about his employment. At one stage, Graham had to go around and check the locations and accessibility of mobile phone networks, and this involved lots of travelling and locating the places and noting how good they were and so forth. So that was a very, very interesting. Never thought that people would have to do that, but I guess they had to make sure that access was good in a lot of places. He also showed us lots of photos of various big antenna systems that he saw on his travels, like the ones at parks and also at Tidbinbilla, and of course the big naval station at Northwest Cape in Western Australia, which is a huge system of antennas. And as well as antennas, there was other things, nice scenery and so forth, and some other fascinating things. For example, if showed us a photo of a V2 rocket that he found stored somewhere or another. So, yeah, never thought that you'd see one of those lying around in a paddock. Who knows, maybe Werner von Braun had a hobby farm in Australia at one stage. Hi, hi. Yeah, so thank you very much for that, Graham. Everybody thoroughly enjoyed that, and, yeah, there was lots of great photos of your adventures. So thank you very much. Also on Friday night, Brian, VK5VI, gave us an update on the situation relating to the Houghton repeater. Now, Brian and his minions have located a possible site, and negotiations are ongoing, and when we get something definite, we'll be able to notify you as to what the situation is. But be assured that Brian is doing a good job finding a suitable location for reactivating the VK5 RHO repeater. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.